For many newly remote employees, working steps away from a fully stocked kitchen looks a lot like an all-day buffet, and social distancing could keep many of us indoors for weeks. Now's the time to establish healthy habits and avoid unhealthy ones. Hillary Potkiewicz spoke with nutritionists and chefs for suggestions on how to do this. Hillary, it can be a tough adjustment.
It's true. I mean, you know, now we're at a time where a lot of people are working from home for the first time, or just having to get used to it every single day. And the other thing is that for a lot of us, our kitchens have never been so well stocked with things from all of the frenzied buying. And it can be really difficult. You're never more than a few steps away from cupboards and pantry and fridge. And especially during this time when things are so disrupted and it's kind of stressful, going to the kitchen is like that. It's an easy, totally understandable, normal impulse. You know, it's like, what do you want to do? Oh, I'll just walk to the kitchen. And then, you know, you're faced with all of the stuff you've been stockpiling.
What do the nutritionists say about self-control and better habits?
Right. Well, one of the important things that all of the nutritionists and dietitians and chefs that I talked to said is it's really important to make a schedule. And I know everyone says that, and you're like, oh, I know how to make a schedule. But I think it's the idea that when everything else in your life is kind of disrupted, if you set a time for your meals, you know, if you're someone who eats three meals a day, like breakfast at, say, 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever time works for you, if you set a time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner, then that just helps you structure the rest of your day around that instead of having this like all day free for all.
We're speaking with Hillary Potkiewicz, contributor at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece about how to avoid eating all day if you're newly working from home. Somebody you spoke to made a clever point about forcing yourself to put a tablecloth down if you're really committed to eating.
Well, one of the nutritionist dietitians that I spoke to talked about making a change of scenery for your meals, like for your eating, because the point is to define, like, there's a time to eat and there's a time to not eat. And so when you're, you know, you just sort of bring things over to your desk or the sofa or wherever you're working, and there's just like the munching thing, then everything gets blurry. There's like a blurring of the lines between work time and personal time. And so if you make the change of scenery, some clients that one of the dietitians worked with, they decided, it was a couple, and they decided that they were only going to eat if they put the tablecloth down. So that meant no standing up and snacking, no like sitting on the couch, like, all right, we're going to put the tablecloth down and sit and have a meal.
Thanks, Hillary. Hillary Potkiewicz, contributor to The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.